Welcome to the Curbside Cafe. Chuck Meether here, Lord's Day 37. Question and answer 101 is what is being served at the diner, so let's go ahead and dig right in. But may we swear reverently by the name of God? Yes, when the magistrate requires it or when it may be needful otherwise to maintain and promote fidelity and truth to the glory of God and our neighbor's good. For such an oath is grounded in God's word, and therefore was rightly used by the saints in the Old and New Testaments. Some scripture to go along with that. You shall fear the Lord your God, you shall serve him, and to him you shall hold fast and take oaths in his name. Elsewhere, Romans 1:9, for God is my witness whom I serve with my spirit in the gospel of his Son, that without ceasing I may mention of you always in my prayers. We know David also swore in 1 Samuel 24:22, so David swore to Saul, and Saul went home, but David and his men went to the stronghold. We also know that the patriarchs swore. Genesis 21:24, Abraham said, I swear. And later in Genesis, in chapter 31, the God of Abraham, the God of Nahor, and the God of their father judge between us. And Jacob swore by the fear of his father Isaac. Then Jacob offered a sacrifice on the mountain and called his brethren to eat bread. And they ate bread and stayed all night on the mountain. So there are occasions in which we are to swear, but we're not to say things like, I swear, flippantly, I swear. Because when you are calling on the name of the Lord flippantly, what then are you doing by putting God's name in vain? It is better that our yeses be yeses and our noes noes, and to guard our tongue carefully, always revering the name of our Lord. Walk with the King today. Again, watch that tongue and be a blessing.